Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I've got questions for Tom Fortino from the Alpha Wealth Group. You'll hear Tom Sunday at 7 a.m. with his own This Week in Wealth show. Hey, Tom, welcome back. How have you been?
I'm doing well. How you doing, John?
Pretty good. Talk to me about the markets today and what's going on. Stocks are rallying based on strong November gains. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's a sunny day. The market's up. Everything is fine. And I don't know what else there is to say. But
all right. Well, bye, Tom. You know, nice to talk to you. Goodbye.
That could be it, I guess. I don't know. I think everybody, it's a pretty positive mood out there. But the market is up. It, you know, we saw this happen. You're starting a couple weeks ago, right? The market rallied, then it kind of moved sideways last week. And then because, you know, of course, we were waiting for the CPI data, and it's come out. And so it's kind of full steam ahead. It's kind of don't fight the tape. Earnings have been pretty good. And so all of these are just a lot of positives. It kind of shrugged off Powell's comments last week. And so it's the old don't fight the tape. It is right now. I don't know how you could argue. It's looking very positive for the market and being in the market right now.
This predicated on the inflation numbers, right?
Yeah, completely. Because, I mean, other things obviously have played into this. Because I said, earnings have come out. They've done pretty well. They're positive as opposed to, you know, we've seen negative earnings over the past few quarters. And so these are, you know, just one thing kind of layered on top of the other. And now you have December. They're saying the Fed's, of course, going to hold pat. And so these are the positives that are driving this market right now.
Well, but this isn't, is this core inflation, like, I'm thinking about, I'm going to say the word core inflation, but I'm wondering is, which is the one where you take out fuel and food, and what is that inflation number? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, the core is the one that you take out. It's X food, X energy. And so year over year, that was 4%. The expectation was 4.1. So again, that was positive. The headline number was 3.2, which includes food and energy. So, you know, if you don't drive and you don't eat and don't heat your home, I guess that's the core is the important one. No,
but what a pessimistic way to look at it. And in fact, even that is heading in the right direction. And the Fed's target is 2%. Is 2% to them 2.0? Is it 2.5? Do you know what they mean when they say 2%?
It is 2.0. You know, they use the PC indicator. It's another indicator, but they're not there yet. Still, it's an inflation indicator, and that's their goal. You know, we could argue whether or not that's all that meaningful, but yes, that is their goal.
I'm a little surprised that if spending stays as robust as it does, that inflation can be going down, and maybe the interest rates will follow. Do you think this trend's going to continue that way, Tom?
You know, it's a tough one because a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, you know, when you say a 3.2 year over year, I'm sorry. Yeah, year over year headline. Remember, it's cumulative. So when we look back, you know, when you say on the whole, it depends on if you're looking at food, energy, different items, you could say cumulatively it's 20, maybe over 20% that we're paying more for things. Going forward, do I think it's going to stay about this? It's hard to say whether or not we're going to see it come down from here. There's been arguments that it's going to pretty much stay, you know, where it's at. I don't think there's going to be any big moves down. Mm-hmm. Housing data is coming out over the next week, so that'll be interesting. And retail sales are tomorrow. So
I want to let you expand on that point, though. It's cumulative. So say from 2019, if interest, if inflation was 9%, and then it was 4%, and then it was 3%, and 3%, and 3%. But anyway, you add all those numbers up, and that's very interesting. It's 3% on top of 4% on top of 6%. So you're talking about 20% is the almost new baseline, if you will, for a lot of these goods, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And some are even higher. But yeah, going back to if we say, okay, back to 2020, yeah, it's cumulatively you're up that much. Sure.
But
and we're still feeling
been,
it.
But you would have been up, even under the best of circumstances, you would have been up 8%, right? I mean, if I said 2019 and I've got it to 2024 in my head now, so say 4 years, but I mean, if 4 times 2 is 8%. So naturally, I guess my point is this, when we say, we look at, well, compared to 2019 prices, well, that's an orange to my apple anyway. You've got to figure that inflation is always cumulative. I hadn't thought about that, but I mean, I think that's a reminder, A, of how far we have to go or how far we've gone, that the best we could have hoped was that prices would have been up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%. But in fact, we're probably on some of these goods up a solid 20%.
Absolutely, or higher. And, it seems like we have, it's human nature to have a short-term memory, but there were years not too long ago the Fed was saying, we need inflation. What do we have to do to get some inflation here, when it was at 1.2 and or less? And there were years Social Security went up by zero based on their cost of living indexes that they use. So this is relatively new over the past few years. Prior to this, there was a fight to actually create inflation because there's a sense that that's somewhat of a positive. Again, that 2% target. They don't want to be below it either.
If this were some sort of bellwether, what would a person be smart to be doing with their investments right now, Tom?
Well, John, we've had this conversation. It always comes back to everybody's situation is unique, and you have to create a portfolio, design and build one that makes sense for you, right? Now, if you want to say, I try to separate a core portfolio from some trading portfolios. If you want to have a trading portfolio, say, there's some things I want to do here, and maybe, for example, some would argue the 20-year treasury, right? It's been down. It's down 40%. It's starting to rally. You can buy TLT. That's an ETF if you think the rates are going to continue to go down.
Yeah.
So those are things you can do. I would, again, reserve it to just maybe create your own account and do some trades where you think there's some opportunities. That's what I would do.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. It's Tom Fortino, founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. He's the host of This Week in Wealth, and he'll talk a greater length about this Sunday at 7. Tom, good to talk to you. Thanks for the insight.
Good evening. All right, you take care.